This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking with the new pastor at the Adrian First United Methodist Church, Pastor Zach Dunlap. And Zach, it's good to have you on the program.
It's an absolute joy to be with you today.
It's good to have you with us. And of course, you're going to be taking over the duties of the pastor that is retiring.
And, yes. Yeah. Alice Ford has just done such a tremendous job at Adrian First, and she's actually transitioning to be the chaplain at Adrian College. So look forward to continuing to work with her and collaborate for the good of the neighborhood right here in the Adrian area.
Yeah.
But yeah, effective July 1, I am the new pastor at Adrian First, and I'm excited for all God has in store.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, you know,
sure.
Where you got your education from, Zach, and we kind of go from there.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan, in Canton, so halfway kind of between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
My undergrad is from Eastern Michigan. And I did my Master's of Divinity with Asbury Theological Seminary down in Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm currently working on a Doctor of Ministry degree with Duke, which is kind of a hybrid program, done with the content on that, but finishing up my thesis, looking at multi-site ministry and ways that churches can kind of collaborate with each other. I did not grow up Methodist. I actually grew up Presbyterian, but I think was predestined to find my way into the Wesleyan United Methodist fold.
Yeah.
I just love that we're kind of a big tent, open table, y'all come kind of denomination, a group of people that love Jesus, love each other, and are trying to make a positive difference in this world.
Yeah. So before you came to Adrian, where were you before this?
Immediately before this, I was at Birmingham and Berkeley First. Birmingham launched a second campus in Berkeley in a church building that had closed, so kind of a recycled brick and mortar situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there for the last decade or so, and before that had the opportunity to serve out of state for a year in Illinois, and have also served churches in Allen Park, Lambertville, and Blissfield, actually.
Wow.
So being here in Adrian, in a way, feels like coming home because we were in the Blissfield area about a dozen years ago.
No kidding. All right. That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't realize that. So, yeah. I was going to say welcome to Adrian, but, you know, it's like you're already, you know, a native here.
You know what, though? This is not a pond. This is place is a river. So being, you know, gone from Lenawee County for a dozen years, a lot has changed.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good to have you back. That's for sure.
Thanks, Dale.
You said we. So that means family, I would imagine.
Absolutely. My wife, Rachel, and I have four kids. And Rachel's actually also a United Methodist pastor. The day that I started at Adrian First, she started at Manchester United Methodist Church.
No kidding.
Just up the road.
Yeah.
And then we've got four kids, two that will be in high school and two in middle school right here in Adrian Public Schools this fall.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. So far, I mean, you started as of July 1st. So far, what type of experience have you had at the church so far? And of course, you know, getting yourself acquainted with the church itself and some of the parishioners there.
It is such a welcoming, loving congregation. And it's a church, I feel, that has a sense that its best days are yet ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many churches have been through hard times with you know, just COVID and people's, you know, schedules changing and just the religious landscape of modern America.
Yeah.
But this is a church that I think is very hopeful for the future. We've got great things going on. We do meals with migrants over the course of the summer. We have the Fishes and Loaves community food pantry that operates out of the church and are looking at new and interesting partnerships. It's such a kind group of people. And I don't say that lightly. I think that true kindness is getting harder to come by these days, it seems like.
Yeah.
And so when you've got a group of people that are genuinely trying to love each other and love the neighborhood around them, that's something that I at least want to be part of.
Yeah. As well as you mentioned about some of the, just a couple of the programs of giving back to the community as well. And that's what a church is all about too, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you are interested in doing there at the church, and you have what type of visions of what you'd like to see in the future?
Great question. So we're definitely seeking the good of the neighborhood at Adrian First. And the church has done a lot of work around kind of its purpose, its mission, its vision of wanting to make both new and maturing disciples of Jesus Christ. And I said, you know, that's a really audacious goal. I know churches that are good at making new disciples, at reaching people who are kind of coming in for the very first time. And I know churches that are good at helping people mature in their faith, but those are often very different churches.
Yeah.
And so if we're going to do both of those well, that's going to involve kind of different layers of strategy. And that's something that I'm looking forward to helping build together. So even though I've been a pastor for, 14, 15 years, something like that, and come here with a lot of tools in my toolkit, I'm not coming with a particular agenda in mind other than working with the people and discerning together how God is leading us into the future.
And what is needed by the congregation, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And sometimes that can be difficult to find out, but I think the way it sounds like to me that you've got a good handle on what the congregation is wanting to have.
A good start anyway, by the grace of God.
Yeah. Well, that's good. The thing is that, you know, in the past number of years, and of course, COVID didn't help, churches have seen a decline in attendance. And do you feel that is a one of your goals of bringing up the membership at Adrian First United Methodist Church?
I think anything that a church loves to see and do, you can do more of the more people that are involved. And so certainly, yes, we want to connect with new people. But I'm really not terribly interested in some people would refer to it as sheep stealing, right? I have no interest in just moving people around, shuffling the deck from one church to another. But if people, you know, don't have a church home, are maybe curious about spirituality, maybe even skeptical, I mean, it's okay to have doubts. All of us have struggles.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody had to have their life all figured out before setting foot in a church door, I certainly would not be welcome in that church. And so I look forward to hopefully cultivating the kind of community where truly all people are welcome, whether you are, you know, Republican, Democrat, Black, White, Hispanic, rich, poor, doesn't matter. You know, whether you're a hunter or a vegan, there's a place for you.
Yeah, I like that. Hunter or vegan too. Yeah, exactly. Any challenges? I hate to say this because of the fact that it doesn't sound like you do have any, but any challenges that you see in being a pastor and trying to do some of the things that you would like to do there?
Sure. I mean, I think in any church, it's always a juggling act.
Yeah.
You know, I've got an accountability partner, a friend and colleague in ministry, and we touch base on a weekly basis. And one of the things I always ask for is help me to prioritize well, right? Because on any given day, on any given week, you're not going to get everything done that you could.
Yeah.
I have another colleague in ministry who says no church has ever balanced its budget because no church has ever accomplished all that God wants it to do in their community. And so I have that sense that, you know, God's just getting started with Adrian First.
Yeah.
And I look forward to stepping into this next chapter and cultivating relationships, maybe with segments of the population in Adrian that our church has not historically connected well with recently.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was also, you know, as you were talking there, Zach, about the fact that with a lot of people have just kind of maybe gotten out of the habit of going to church or having a church. And, you know, if they're looking for one, your arms are open, aren't they?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Because of the fact that I think it means a lot to have that sense of community. Is that a good way of putting it, Zach?
I think that's a great way of putting it. I mean, in many ways, there is kind of a loneliness epidemic.
Yeah.
You know, we are, through social media, in some ways connected more robustly than ever. But in another sense, it's easy for us just to kind of sit on our couches or in our own echo chambers and only associate loosely with people rather than in deep and meaningful relationships that I think we were designed to have.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, even if you don't necessarily believe in Christ, even if you're not there yet, I think there's something to be said about being just in a community of people that, again, are trying to love each other and make a positive difference in the world.
That's right, yeah. The one thing we didn't mention so far yet, for those who may not know where the church is located, we better say where it's at, Zach.
Absolutely. The church is right on Maple. I should know the address off the top of my head, but since I just got here a week ago, I want to say it's 1245 Maple, right here in beautiful Adrian, Michigan.
Yeah. So when are the services then, Zach?
Services are Sundays at 9:30. And if you're skeptical about coming out in person, you can also live stream with us on Facebook and access that from our website, adrianfumc.org.
And, of course, the weekly program here on WLEN as well.
Absolutely. We're happy to be part of the WLEN family and have a 15-minute radio program that airs at around 8:30 on Sunday mornings. And would love to have you listen in and be a part of that as well.
That's right. And if you like what you hear, maybe come and show up at the church itself, huh?
It would be an absolute joy to meet you and connect with you. And if you do come on out, especially if it's your first time, make sure to say hi, shake my hand after the service. I'd love to connect with you and maybe grab, you know, lunch, coffee, or even a beer over the course of the week.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Zach, so thank you so much for coming onto the program. And again, you're welcome to the Adrian First Church, United Methodist Church here in Adrian. And looking forward to having our station relationship with you as well. And looking for great things to continue to happen at the church.
It's a joy to be part of this community with you. Excited for all that God has in store.
There you go. My guest has been Pastor Zachary Dunlap, the new pastor at the Adrian First United Methodist Church on West Maple Avenue here in Adrian. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.